An important factor in management is managers' approaches to decision-making and how much they involve their employees. Let's explore some of the most common styles. At one end of the spectrum, where the boss retains all the decision-making power, you find the autocratic style. If you like being the boss and taking the sole responsibility for making decisions, chances are you are already using an autocratic style of management. While this style is good for when your company is in a crisis and hard decisions need to be made, it can negatively affect employee motivation. In the middle of the spectrum is the democratic style. With this style, employees get an equal say in decision-making. However, this style comes with the disadvantage of slowing down the decision-making process. At the complete other end of the spectrum is laissez-faire. This style sees the manager setting goals and leaving it up to the employees to decide how to achieve them. Employees can make the majority of, if not all of, the decisions, while managers stand back and work more in the role of a mentor. When choosing the style that is right for you and your company, be sure to consider internal factors like policies, procedures, and corporate culture inside your company, as well as external factors like competitors, labor unions, and the economy.